What's up, everybody? I go by the name of Dory Diamonds. You are now listening to No Filter Podcast. No filter means honesty. If you're afraid of honesty, then this ain't the podcast for you. We gonna be honest today.
Yo, 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 what's up, everybody? It's your boy, Doggy Diamonds, another episode of Doggy Diamonds No Filter. I am Doggy Diamonds. You are listening to me because you already know what you're listening to because you clicked on this, you downloaded this, you're watching this, whatever the case may be. You see the title. Let me get into this title. This title right here is very, very important to me. With all the shenanigans that's going on the internet between Funkmaster Flex and Dame Dash, this is like round two. I believe they had a back and forth before when Dame Dash called out Joey IE. Flex came, you know, to the rescue and spoke up. Now Dame Dash been calling out Lior Cohen, and then out of nowhere Flex came and speaking up for Lior Cohen. Their little back and forth war, I didn't really study it too much. I listened to some of the things that they both had to say on posting up people's net worth and all of that. That shit really don't mean nothing to me. Money come, money go. You lose money, you get money, you lose it again. You could be down this year, then you could be up next year, and you could be down again. That don't mean nothing to me. When I see people posting people the money up, that's the shit I've heard about women doing to guys and looking up their net worth and going to child support court and saying to the judge, I need a child support increase. Look, the internet says that he's worth this, because the internet can't say what somebody is worth because all your shit is not reported to the internet or none of these sites or all of that. So that don't really mean anything to me. I don't even really think that's no live nigga shit to do that anyway. You know, who cares about how much somebody money has? Who cares about how much money somebody has? Who cares about all of that? Is, you know, your accomplishments sometimes don't equate to money. Your impact don't always equate to money. Your what you've done for hip hop culture, media, doesn't always show in money. It's almost like, you know, being a basketball player. There is no stat for diving on the floor. There is no stat for, you know, setting a good pick and roll. There is no stats for certain things. So money, of course, is something that we all want, but you can't always say whether somebody is successful or unsuccessful based on their money. That's just, I don't know. I'm not really feeling that. What I did listen to in round, I think this would be round two of round 80. Flex said something when I listened to him. He said something that was very, very instrumental. And I did agree with when he said, you know, somebody can't be a culture vulture if you don't deal with them and enable them. I felt that. I felt that a lot of times people do get called culture vultures, but it's the people that's engaging these culture vultures and enabling these culture vultures. You know, a lot of times, you know, if you think somebody's a culture vulture, you don't gotta fuck with them. You know what I'm saying? But then you have people who are culture vultures, and then they make it to where you have to fuck with them or nothing is gonna get done. And many people are doing that. They're blocking people's blessings and blackballing and standing in front of people, and so where you have to go through them, and then they get to do different things. So I did want to say this though, man, like on some real shit, like I really, really want to see Dame Dash. I don't want to see, I say win again. Like he's not winning. I don't know his business. I don't know if he has a successful business. I don't know if he has an unsuccessful business. I don't know. And I think a lot of times there's a lot of speculation on what somebody's success is. You know, he might have set out to do different things and he's doing that. He's just not in the spotlight with what he's doing. So I think we used to seeing him in a Rockefeller situation where he was in the videos. He was a little bit more vocal. He was doing movies. He was doing different things and standing next to a big major artists like a Jay-Z, then a Kanye West, then State Property, then Dipset, and different things. So that makes it look like he's successful. But that might have been an unhappy time in his life. You know, we don't know, because he doesn't speak on certain things like that. And it's just so much speculation about what somebody is doing or how they're doing. And we don't hear it from sources. We don't hear it from them. And I don't like how people are acting like he didn't contribute anything to this game, to this culture. Like, he didn't bring us the Kevin Harts. He didn't help the reemergence. Is that a word? Reemergence? I don't know if that's a I don't know if that's a word, but the reemergence, I'm going to use that. The reemergence of Cam'ron, which, you know, Cam has told plenty of stories of how, you know, he was down. He was down on his luck, and Dame, you know, believed in him and came and saved him. So in helping Cam'ron, that enabled us to get Joel Santana and get Jim Jones to be this, you know, this mighty powerful artist in his own right. You know, that come from Dame. You know what I'm saying? That come from Dame with their talent. But it come from Dame investing his money, his business smarts, his marketing and all of that, and his influence. That come from Dame, you know, Kevin Hart, Estate Properties movies, the Paper Soldier movies, you know, giving us Lee Daniels and loaning Lee Daniels money for Lee Daniels to be this big mega director right now. You know, Dame Dash believed in that first. And I'm missing people. It's things that I don't know about. It's things that we don't know about that went on behind the scenes that we don't know, that we don't know the information. We just know the surface stuff. But people got to stop acting like he's some dude that didn't contribute anything. Like, he's somebody that we just laugh at and, oh, he used to be Rockefeller and then he ain't, you know, he's nothing no more. He's finished and all that. I'm like, nah, we can't be discarding people like that. Like, he didn't contribute anything. You know, that Rockefeller thing, he put that chain on a lot of people's neck and it really validated a lot of people, you know. And I guess towards the end days, everybody looks at the end. But let's, you know, we could talk about the beginning. Like, nobody believed in Jay-Z. I'm from Brooklyn, so I'm biased. So we knew who he was. We knew he's from Marcy. You know, I used to see his videos on, you know, Video Music Box. So he was always nice to me. But Jay-Z talent, along with Clark Kent, and Dame Dash, and when you start digging into the relationships, man, it's a lot of people who are not credited for the success, as well as Jay-Z being talented. But Dame Dash really gets cut out of the picture, because we look at Jay-Z right now as this billionaire, and Dame Dash doesn't have a billion, so he ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? And man, Dame Dash was going hard back then. You know, he was like, yo, this dude is triple platinum. And Jay-Z never sold a record. Like, as an artist, wouldn't you want somebody that's, you know, your friend, your partner, that just believe in you like that? Like, nobody else believed in you, and this dude believes in you. He's telling people that you are triple platinum and you are unproven in the business, and he's standing with you, he's riding with you. Then y'all set up a company, y'all got clothing, y'all got all these things that was just so successful, and he's a part of the day-to-day operations of that success. Yeah, they had a big star, but that wasn't always a big star. They had to work on that, and Dame was a part of working on that. So it's like, but I see a lot of people just like cutting him out the picture. Like, he wasn't a part of a lot of the successful shit. Like, he didn't have nothing to do with that. Like, it was all this one individual. Like, he just came in the game and he was just this super duper star and nobody helped with that. Nah, we can't take that away from Dame Dash, man. That shit ain't fair. You know what I'm saying? That shit ain't fair. And I don't know Dame. Never had a conversation with him in my life. Saw him one time in my life. I don't know about his personality. you know, he's portrayed as an asshole. I get it. Sometimes you got to be an asshole when you're fighting for your company and you're fighting for your brand. You got to be an asshole. But I feel like a lot of times they might have been playing that good cop, bad cop. He was the bad cop. And, you know, other individuals was the good cop. And then they was like, see, he the bad cop. You know what I'm saying? And I think it was a lot of divide and conquer. I've never heard Jay-Z speak bad about him. Never read anything about Jay-Z saying anything bad about him. And I never really seen Dame go there. We don't even really know why Rockefeller broke up. Like, we don't know. Everything is speculation. It's all rumors and gossip and hearsay. We don't know. None of the parties involved has really went in depth and said what happened and why it ended. And it don't even matter no more because everything has to end. But even in the ending, we always got to respect the beginning, and we got to respect the architects of the who made this a powerhouse, what made this a big deal. You know, you had State Property that's still out there right now touring that, you know, we going to be 100% honest. You know, I can't really see anybody from State Property being a mega star outside of being on Rockefeller. It has nothing to do with their talent, but I'm just saying them being a mega star. It's rare that you can take such a raw diamond like a Beanie Siegel and put him out there for the world to see and everybody embrace him. Because people like that don't get put out there like that no more. You know, for them doing their own tours, and it's just so much things that we could talk about that they did great. And Dame is there. Dame was responsible. Nobody wanted to sign Kanye West. That's something Dame Dash did. Dame Dash believed in Kanye West. You know, maybe he was a little too cocky. Maybe he was a little arrogant. But why wouldn't you be if you know you got it from the mud and you know you believe in your shit? I be like that sometimes too. Shit, maybe that's why people don't like me. Maybe that's why I could relate. Maybe that's why I could understand. But for every, I was watching everybody sit back, and now dudes is going at him or been going at him and just treating him like he was some peon flunky. I'm like, nah, he was responsible for the greatness of many. You know what I'm saying? He was responsible. He was there. He was a part of that. Day-to-day operations. I don't know about him mishandling funds or owing anybody money. I don't know nothing about none of that. Don't know nothing about none of that. But what I do know is that he was responsible for some incredible shit. You know, many people aren't what they used to be. There's many record labels that aren't what they used to be. As many moguls and CEOs that aren't what they used to be. But do that take away from what they did? Does that take away from their contributions? If a man is coming in 2017, 18 and saying, yo, we got to be independent and giving out game though. See, this is the thing. A lot of these individuals don't give game. I keep telling y'all, information is the most important thing that you can get. Information is more important than money. And every time I see Dame Dash open his mouth, he's doing video, he's giving information that I'm sitting there jotting it down mentally, taking a mental note. Like, oh, word? Damn, I didn't even know that. I didn't even know what that meant. I didn't even know these terms. How could I incorporate that in what I'm doing? He giving game. They don't give you game. He's giving game. He's giving this shit away for free. But everybody's quick to put you in the category of bitter or angry and all of that without even actually speaking to the person and seeing where they at. You know, because just because a person is giving you information and telling you to fight the so-called system that's led to the demise of many things that we're doing, It's easy for them to say somebody, here, take this bread and go against that for me. And dudes is taking the money. You know what I'm saying? I never did a business transaction with Dame Dash. I don't know how he is with money. But I know he's giving me valuable information that he's giving everybody. And I know I could take something from that. When he was on backstage, I believe it was, and he was wilding out that this was his artist and why y'all giving them Def Jam jackets when it's his artist and he took the risk, he did the tour. That was right and exact. Who the hell would think that it would be a tour collaboration between Rough Riders, Rockefeller, and Wu-Tang and it be successful? It hasn't even been tours like that since. Not with those type of artists. Yes, it's been tours with more of the poppy artists, the top 10 artists, but you know, these type of artists. And then we have to realize that when these tours happen, look at all the artists, all the up and coming artists, all the people that's eating off of these things that they put together, they put their money up. And then for somebody to come and say, this shit is successful, I'ma come be a part of this. That's what a culture vulture is. See, because a lot of people keep hearing culture vultures and you are getting it twisted. Many of you do not know what culture vulture means. The term culture vulture actually comes from Del Jones' Culture Bandits. Look up Del Jones, D-E-L Jones, J-O-N-E-S, Del Jones' Culture Bandits. That's where it comes from, right? I believe I was one of the first people saying culture vultures, but that's besides the point. It don't matter who said it first or whatever. But it comes from Del Jones' Culture Bandits, right? And what does a vulture do? A vulture is like a buzzard. A vulture is somebody who sits around and watch the hyenas and the lions fight over the elk, the buffalo, the bison, after either the hyenas or the lions made the kill. And they might have killed each other and hurt each other trying to get this animal. And the buzzard is just swarming. The vultures are swarming around, looking. And the minute they fight and kill each other, here come the vultures sweep in and pick up the scraps of the kill. But to the naked eye, it looks like the vulture killed this big bison, elk, or gazelle, whatever it is. You wouldn't know that the lion or the hyena did it, or the hyena did it and then they walked away. That's what a vulture does. A vulture comes in and wants to take credit for the hard work that was done. And sometimes people were killed behind it. And then everybody gives to say the buzzard, the vulture, is the most powerful one. So let's get behind the vulture because the vulture killed this when it was the hyena or the lions. So in the culture, we have our culture, which is hip hop. And it's not black culture because hip hop is a part of black culture, but hip hop is not black culture. So in our culture, we have individuals that really, really put in the work, the grassroots work to make shit happen. And then you have individuals who haven't, but they just have the money and the power and they're able to pay other people that look like us to go against us. So they come into the culture, they infiltrate in the culture, and it looks like they put up the money and they took all the risks for the tour, which was the Hard Knock Life tour, I believe. So I hope that was clear. I hope y'all understand what I'm saying. But I'm rooting for Dame to really, really be successful in everything he's doing on the grand scheme, if that's what he wants, though. Because I don't like the depiction of him. I don't like the depiction of him like he's just some dude that Jay-Z used to hang with and Jay-Z cut off. I just think that that's not fair. That's messed up. That's not fair. I think he did a little bit more. I think he did a lot of bit more for this game than to just be discarded like that. And it's like nobody really speaking up for him. I don't know why. You know, maybe people don't want to offend Jay-Z, so they pick sides. I don't have a nickel in that quarter. I don't have to be aligned with anybody, because I'm not on the take and I'm not compromised. You know, so I just think it ain't right. You know what I'm saying? And I know Dame did a lot for a lot of people who's quiet and just sitting back just watching, because it looked like he don't have any leverage. It looked like he's not on top. So, of course, they gonna go with the so-called winning team or the winning hand. I see that. It, shit like that done happened to me before. So, it doesn't surprise me. But I don't like it. And I'm an individual who speak my mind, and I'm gonna say what I got to say. And I just want to see Dame, you know, just be back in the spotlight of success of what he's doing, because again, he's being treated or depicted like somebody who just ain't shit or never contributed shit. And like I said, every time I watch that man on the video, I learn something. You know, and that's just, you know, that's what we live for. We live to learn. You never stop learning. When you have somebody who's teaching and somebody who's showing, yo, that's powerful, because a lot of these dudes, you don't even know how they think. They say, yo, he got $1 billion. You don't even know how he got it. He ain't give you no game, no information, give you vague shit that you can't even utilize. So I just had to say that. You know what I'm saying? I don't, like I said, I don't know Dame. Never had a conversation a day in my life, but I respect what he contributed. And I respect how he fought for a lot of his artists. I respect how he believed in a lot of his artists. And that's it, man. Just salute for, you know, because I'm going to keep it real with you. Besides Jay-Z, everybody that was affiliated with that ain't really doing too well without Dame around. That's just the reality of it. You just go through the names who was in that situation with them. They took that from him. And everybody ain't doing too good or doing as, you know, good as they once was. So, you know, it is what it is. But that's what's up. I'm Doggy Diamonds. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the iTunes, the Spotify, Doggy Diamonds No Filter, the YouTube, Doggy Diamonds TV. Make sure you hit the bell for all the notifications. If you go on iTunes, make sure you leave me a review. 5-star rating, of course. And that's what it is, man. Shout out to everybody. Shout out to Flex, shout out to Dame Dash, shout out to Jay-Z, shout out to everybody, you know. But we gotta respect those who really, really is a part of this culture and really, really put on for this culture. And we can't be letting people discard them like dang shit, because he's not on Forbes top list. You know, that don't mean shit. So, yo, I'm out of here. Peace.
All right, I gotta get the fuck out of here. Thank you for listening to Doggy Diamonds No Filter Podcast. If you like this podcast, make sure you share this. Spread the word. Talk about it. Argue with me. I don't give a fuck what you do. Leave a comment. This is Doggy Diamonds. I'm out of here. See you on the next podcast. Peace. Doggy Diamonds did this. Did this.